Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ruth King back on the show. Ruth is the CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com. She's the author of a whole bunch of books, including The Ugly Truth About Small Business. And her new book is just another one of her award-winning books, folks. Profit or Wealth, Simple Rules for Sustainable Business Growth, just now hitting number one on Amazon. No surprises here, as I've said many times on the show to you. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for you. Ruth King, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be back.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Not surprised.
Actually.
Not surprised. This is at least second one that's hit number one, and I'm not surprised. Congratulations. It's richly deserved. The book is called Profit or Wealth, Simple Rules for Sustainable Business Growth. So here's my question to you. There are rules for profit and there are rules for wealth. How different are they?
Actually, there's only one rule that covers both profit and wealth, and that's the rule for building recurring revenue. There's a profit piece of it and there's a wealth piece of it. Hmm. And if you don't build profit first, you can't build wealth until you build profit. All right, so that's why profit comes first and then wealth comes second.
I was telling the audience just before you got here, when they were telling me you were coming, I said, folks, you can live to fight another day without profit, but you can't build an estate or wealth if you don't make a profit.
That's true, yeah. And you can also go out of business if you're profitable.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it this way. If you have all of your customers, or let's say one customer who has 80% of your business, and, you know, it's a profitable customer, and, you know, you make profit off it and everything else like that, and that customer changes management team, decides that they're going out of business, or, you know, they're selling their business or whatever else it is, and you lose 80% of your revenues, you could go out of business. I've seen it happen mm-hmm. more than once.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen people. Well, you can do it both ways. You can have so much business that you go out of business because you didn't make a profit, or you, as you said, you can do it the other way. And you, it's a balancing act, isn't it?
It absolutely is. My rule is that no more than 20% of your business should be with any one customer or any one industry.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody can't do exactly that.
It's safe.
Because some people, you know, their industries is vertical, but they also, you and I both know, even those people who have a hard time following that rule, they know they're going to struggle from time to time.
Yeah, I think COVID actually proved the no one industry, because I had one of my clients who had 80% of his business in the restaurant industry, and you know what happened to that?
Oh boy!
But he did something really smart. At the very beginning, when everything started shutting down, we talked about it, and he goes, okay, I'm going to go out and sell to everybody who's still in business, everybody who's going to be an essential business. And he survived, and he's doing really mm-hmm. well.
So the first rule of profit, the most important rule of profit is what?
Is to know your net profit per hour. That means for every revenue-producing hour or every billable hour, how much profit actually drops to the bottom line. Not the gross profit line, but the net profit line.
Mm-hmm.
So if if your net profit per hour is, you know, $5 an hour, why are you in business?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go work for a fast food restaurant and make more than that.
Right.
You
know, right.
Why put yourself through the heartache? But, you know, if it's wherever you want it to be.
And for independent contractors who may be working by the hour, you got to make mm-hmm. One of the ways you do that is you got to make sure you're working for you're pricing your hourly product as a product, and you're not pricing it as a wage, right?
Correct.
You got to make sure you do that. You can't think wages. You got to think price list. All right, what's the number one wealth rule?
Number one wealth rule is to pay attention to your balance sheet. which most people don't do.
They don't even have one.
Because they don't... Huh?
Most small business owners don't even have... They couldn't, gun to their head, they couldn't find their balance sheet because they don't have one. It doesn't exist. Or if it does, if they think they have one, they're pulling out their last year's tax return.
Yeah, it's wrong. But, you know, if you've got QuickBooks, it'll print out a P&L and a balance sheet. It will print out both. And you should actually print out both and make sure, obviously, that your balance sheet is correct because your balance sheet actually tells you true profitability. Your P&L only tells you profit for a specific period of time. Your balance sheet will tell you continued profitability. Are you becoming more and more profitable? Are you becoming less profitable? And that will give you the warning signs that your P&L has a problem.
People who sustain profit and build wealth know how to read both of them and how they both the statements, P&L and the balance sheet, how they work off of each other. People who know that grow a company that's sustainable. Quick break, right back to Ruth King.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.